Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 13th day of September 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *69 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of southern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 73 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Looks like it's going to cool down this week. Maybe we'll go right into a dry winter. Fuck, I ain't kidding you. It is so dry here. And we've been sucking smoke, if you're wondering. Oh, let's see what we're going to go into here. Record year for U.S. dairy exports. I've got a little story behind this. We'll be right back.
Oh, you're going to take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're going to let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make world go round.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliqua,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, you know, I told you guys last week that we ran out of milk. Here we have three different, we have two small town stores, and then we have a fucking Dollar General down there. And we ran out of milk. It was the whole week without milk before they brought milk into Chilliqua. I mean, you could drive a 60-mile round trip to get a fucking gallon of milk, but there was no fucking milk and no bread. And see, this is what these cocksuckers are doing. They're trying to get us to fucking accept being goddamn fucking goddamn communists. We're not doing it. We better get fucking nasty about this. You fucking cocksuckers better get out of your goddamn beds and get to work. You lazy, worthless son of a bitches. Because at the same time that there is no fucking milk in this town, you wonder how Venezuela got fucked. This is exactly how they did it. They got all their fucking masons in all the key fucking positions. So the fucking guy who's the fucking mason who's fucking producing the milk at the dairy, he's going to get even more for his fucking product. You just ain't going to get, you can watch your fucking kids starve. You going to do that? Or are you going to go kill that son of a bitch? Record year for U.S. dairy exports. This is from Dairy Foods. I hope all you people in Chilliqua are listening. Strong global demand and tight supply helped drive U.S. dairy exports to a second consecutive volume record in 2021 and a new all-time high value, according to the U.S. dairy export. Now, remember when they're telling us, goddamn, the cow can't get nothing for a cow? Everything's just fucking just... And all of a sudden, like, they're exporting our food, people. You don't get to have a goddamn... Hey, you say, here's my ranch, really? Boom! You're fucking dead. Your ranch is nationalized, you cocksucker. That's how it can work. You think you will starve our people? You're out of your fucking mind. Dairy Export Council, USDEC. U.S. export volume last year increased 10% over 2020 to more than 2.3 million metric tons MT milk solid equivalent value rose 18% to $775 billion. Export volume 2021 was equivalent to more than 17% of U.S. milk produced last year. Also, an all-time high, USDEC said. Now, you know, they're going to say, oh, supply of COVID-19. Ain't no fucking COVID-19. And the shipping, the problem with the fucking shipping is deliberately being done by people, masons, who have been put in key fucking positions to fuck it up. Down them. Kill them. This goddamn country's never had a fucking something like this happen. This is fucking communism. This is communists at the goddamn White House. This is communists at the fucking Capitol with fucking armed fucking communists around them. It's time to wipe these motherfuckers out, take our country back, and enforce our fucking law. I've had enough of it. I don't know about the rest of you. Out of milk at every fucking store in this town. They want you to get, remember they told you, you need to get used to being more like, you know, like a Soviet. I ain't no fucking Soviet, motherfucker. I'm an individual, free, sovereign national, and I will blow your fucking head off, you son of a bitch, if you try to fucking subjugate me through fucking food or any other fucking means. You are in gross violation of the highest fucking unalienable law in this land. That is the law of we the people, ratified by we the people, the representatives of we the people, that we the people elected in December 15, 1791, you motherfuckers. And if you fucking are going to goddamn aid in the bed and the starvation of your... See, these are the same cocksuckers that are running these fucking dairies that was sold your fucking rights out for you people. It's time to take these motherfuckers out. They are an enemy combatant, determined on fucking killing you and your fucking children, and they're making it fucking obvious. And they're, see, everything went to shit. But goddamn, you still got all these goddamn masons that have all these dairies, that have these ranches, that have this shit. They have to have theirs because they're your fucking ground troops. So these motherfuckers here are making more money than ever, and you can't buy a gallon of milk at your fucking store. This country belongs to us, motherfuckers. We will teach you that it belongs to us. We will bury you in it. We've seen tremendous growth in U.S. dairy exports over the past 2 years. No fucking milk in Chiloquin. There was supposed to be a delivery today. There was a sign on one of the stores that said a delivery today. No, fucking milk, people. This is the United States of fucking America. You going to stand for this shit? Are you? Said Krista Harden, president and CEO of Arlington, Virginia-based USDEC. That growth is all the more impressive because, I mean, look at this. This is a wonderful fucking thing. We can't get milk at our goddamn store, but look, this is wonderful, people. If you happen to be a Masonic fucking licensed goddamn agent of this fucking goddamn unlawful corporation, this fraudulent corporation created in violation of that supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law, you're doing, it's fucking wonderful. It's like the fucking price of fucking gas going up to fucking, that's wonderful. Fucking wonderful, unless you're the American who owns the goddamn fucking original resource that's being stolen from you. Put on the world fucking market and the goddamn, even the shit that's refined here in the United States from our own fucking goddamn shit is being exported. We're competing with the world for our own fucking resources. Are you going to put up with this shit? Are you going to want your kids starved like they did in Weimar? CEO Arlington-based USDA, that growth is all the more impressive because it came in the face of ongoing pandemic. No shit. We can't, for some reason, we can't get fucking milk to the fucking store in Chiloquin, but we can get it to Canada, China, fucking all these other fucking places. No fucking problem. You think you're being fucked? You think that they're going to stop short of getting fucking their heads blown off? Because if you do, you're fucking out of your mind. Pandemic and and a supply chain crisis created by the motherfucking Masons in this country that have ran every fucking thing in this goddamn country. They're in the key fucking positions. They fucking fuck up the goddamn transportation, just like the shit from down in California ports. That comes down to fucking the fact that there's only about fucking, 30-some fucking trucks in the goddamn nation that can meet the fucking some kind of goofy-ass fucking goddamn regulation they put in place for emissions. They try to tell you, well, it's a supply chain problem. The problem you fucking created. The problem is now that they've only got these few fucking trucks that can meet this goddamn fucking demand of these fucking goddamn communists who have no authority to demand any fucking thing. No authority to write any fucking law. No authority fucking period. All they've got coming is a rope around their neck for the treason they have committed against the rest of us. And they are guilty as fucking sin of treason and sedition against the people of this United States of America. And against our supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Pandemic and supply chain crisis. My ball sack. Tell me who the fucker is that's plugging up the fucking bottle here. No, show us. Show us the bottleneck. We'll fucking fix it for you. Crisis that continues to challenge U.S. dairy export competitiveness. See, they're not worried about getting the goddamn milk to fucking Chiloquin. They're worried about getting the goddamn milk to China. Don't you know when you have been betrayed and the knife is being twisted in your fucking back? These people need to be removed. We have the wherewithal to fucking do it, and we're fucking cowards if we don't. But it's important to remember that it is a long-term progression, she added. U.S. exports have been rising for the past 2 decades. Really? And there's no fucking milk in Chiloquin? Really? I guess this is all for, you grow, everything that's being grown and everything that's being built is, in the United States is for some other fucking country in this New World Order motherfucking shit you ain't gonna have because you cannot have it because our Bill of Rights will not fucking allow it. You think we won't fight for it? You're about to find out different. Past 2 decades in the U.S. dairy industry, from farmers to manufacturers, have been doing the hard work to build and service demand for U.S. dairy for just as long. That investment and dedication to export. Don't you export some to fucking Chiloquin? We're in the continental United States, motherfucker. This is unacceptable. You're taking care of fucking gooks. The gooks are getting tons of it, people. They've fucking piled up the fucking grain. They're getting ready for, their fucking people aren't gonna starve to death during this takeover because they're a part of it. But your goddamn kids and your goddamn, relatives are gonna, you're gonna watch them starve to death. With goddamn the United States of fucking America. At one time, the breadbasket of the fucking world. The goddamn, California could produce enough food to feed the fucking world. This is not incompetence, people. This is deliberate fucking sabotage by a fucking enemy that wants to destroy the fucking Bill of Rights. They want goddamn fucking god serfs and animals beneath them because they think they're fucking royal. We need to fucking hang some fucking royals. It's time. We need to reinstate the common law court of we the people. And we need to start charging these motherfuckers with what they are doing. And we need to start hanging them in the middle in the public square for everybody to fucking watch. Oh, it's going to be gruesome for the first few times. Oh, God damn, you get, man, that's a horrible. Oh, it's ethnic cleansing. Yeah, you fuck, they're all different colors. We're hanging a son of a bitches. Get ready for it. That investment and dedication to export customers is one of the reasons why we've been able to face today's challenges and grow it, grow the industry. Growing the industry. Where in the fuck's our milk? You want us to come get it from you, motherfucker? And see what we leave behind when we go? Do you? Excuse me. But it's important to remember that this is a long-term progression. USDEC shared some 2021 export highlights. U.S. set annual export records in cheese, non-fat dry milk, skim milk, powdered, NFDM/SMP, whey, lactose, and fluid milk and cream. In every fucking category, people. And there's no fucking, I can't go down the store and buy a gallon of fucking milk, and I'm a goddamn American national who can trace his fucking lineage in this country clear back to before it was a fucking country. And then some. These dirty motherfuckers, you, hey, they're sitting there laughing at your fucking ass. Export, you, how about we shut, we nationalize the land, you ain't exporting nothing out of here. Nothing! It's already bad enough. I mean, they remember the few years, everything that we've seen a few years ago is starting to come to fruition. When they started shipping our fucking milk to fucking, China, China was dehydrating it, shipping it back. They were rehydrating it here and selling it. What the fuck you reckon was up with that? Well, it was putting the people in the right place to do this shit right here. There ain't that goddamn many of them, people. Maybe you'll fucking, when you see your kid fucking eating some fucking food and you can't get no goddamn food, maybe you'll nut up then. Maybe you'll grow a spine. You, right now you disgust me. U.S. cheese shipments topped 400,000 MT for the first time and whey surpassed 600,000 MT for the first time. NFDM SMP fell just short of 900,000 MT, topping out at 892,528 MT. U.S. dairy exports to Mexico rebounded strongly in 2021, alongside Mexico's economy recovering. Oh, and Mexico's economy is recovering because we're shipping all our fucking money down there. All our jobs. We're taking all their fucking riffraff, all that, we're taking their goddamn welfare burden and we're putting it on the fucking people here. Of course they're gonna fucking recover. They don't have to take care of half their fucking people they've shipped up here because they're stealing fucking all the fucking wealth that was, go to take care of those people. That land will take care of those people. But they're fucking cowardly son of a bitches. That's why I ain't afraid of them. Or they would take their own fucking land back. Why don't you go take your own land back, you fucking monkey motherfucker? Next time we come at you, we go all the way to fucking Mexico City. That motherfucker's burning to the ground. U.S. cheese sales to Mexico set a record, rising 13% and exceeding 100,000 MT for the first time. USMFDM/SMP sales to Mexico. We're just at Mexico now, people. They're doing quite well. Then go down to their goddamn store and get some of our fucking milk. And don't say it ain't ours. Oh, I own that land. You motherfucker know you don't. We're American nationals. That land was never taken from us through a due process of law. We fucking own it. And we'll take it back. And we'll bury your ass in it. Jumped 18% to 337,846 MT, the second highest in history. Mexico accounted for more than a quarter of total U.S. cheese exports in 2021 and 38% of U.S. MFDM/SMP shipments. U.S. cheese exports jumped 14% in 2021 to 404,675 MT, led by a strong demand from Latin America. Shipments to Central America soared 53%, and the additional 12,117 MT U.S. suppliers shipped their last year, represent the largest cheese export gain to any major market. Exports to South America jumped 33%, while shipments to Mexico grew 13%, and you can't get milk and bread in Chilicon. So they're shipping out there. Hey, they're shipping your fucking food out of here, dummies. Once they got the guy, I got some stash down here. It's going to be okay. You fucking mutt. You people deserve what you, the ones of you fucking cock-sucking followers, party followers. Yeah, I mean, you've watched these son of a bitch sell your fucking rights. They're selling your fucking food now. This is your food, whether they like it or not. This food belongs to the United States of America. And there's some people up there saying that they have the authority to fucking say it can go out. No, it can't. You start starving our people, we start killing your fucking people, motherfuckers. In a hard fucking way. If I know who is the goddamn son of a bitch, the head motherfucker rides around in the limousine that's exporting your fucking goddamn dairy out of this goddamn country so your kids can starve because they're fucking traitors. Because they are in violation of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking country because they never owned that land in the first fucking place. It was never taken from the people but through a due process of the fucking law and they fucking know it. That's why they're making these quick moves. And they're getting out from under it. Oh, I made a whole bunch of money off that stolen property and now I'm gonna fucking see how many Americans I can fucking starve to death. This is what they're doing, people. You better fucking wake up to it. U.S. suppliers had their best year for butterfat exports since 2014. This is their best year, people. We got no fucking milk here. The sign on the door says we no milk until tomorrow. And I don't know how long that sign's been sitting. I saw one guy walk up and just turn around in disgust and walked away. Three fucking stores in this fucking town. One of them is a fucking Dollar General out at the intersection at the fucking highway. Out of milk! We don't have no milk for you. Where are you, fucker? I want some goddamn milk. You do not want me to have to go get some goddamn milk. Because I will get some goddamn milk, whether you're selling it or not, motherfucker. I will get some goddamn milk. And you will get the fucking results of me having to go get that goddamn milk. U.S. suppliers had their best year for butterfat exports 2014. Sales rose 121% to 487 MT, led by a tripling of volume to the Middle East. To the Middle East, here you go, people. They're starving Afghanistan. No, they're not. They're drinking your fucking milk and eating your fucking cheese and eating your fucking shit. And these cocksuckers in this country, these Masonic motherfuckers, because they're the only ones allowed to own dairies and big fucking operations like that, are fucking, they're doing their part to try to kill you. You better kill them first. Middle East, North Africa, mania, but also supported by strong gains in many key markets, including Canada, China. You know China, that terrible fucking enemy of ours? We're liable to attack Taiwan at any fucking time. We're going to have to go over there and die to defend Taiwan against those evil fucking China. They're getting your fucking, they got fucking milk. They got fucking milk on us. Like Gook can walk in there and get a gallon of milk. You can't get it in Chiloquin. Southeast Asia, North Korea, and Australia. Total U.S. exports to the MENA region soared in 2021 across product categories. Butterfat, 154%. Cheese, 39%. NFDM, whatever in the hell that is, / SMP, plus 51%. And they produced plus 20%. Okay. U.S. Whey exports grew 10% to 613,944 metric tons. I'm sure that's what that means. In 2021, driven primarily by China. You know that goddamn evil ass fucking China that's going to get us. It's going to come over here and they're going to be our overlords, people. You're going to fucking let it happen. You have no fucking grit in your fucking blood at all. Which accounts for 44% of total whey volume. U.S. whey sales to China rose by nearly 50,000 metric tons. They bought up all the fucking grain. They bought up by buying up all the fucking food to take care of their fucking people while the rest of this fucking, they starve the Americans down to nothing. Then they come in all fucking fat and fucking full of food. The fuck will eat your asses, you motherfucker. You will find out. You will find out the fucking temper of a goddamn American when you try something like this shit on us. And once we get it, we'll eat our way up from the bottom. And once we get a hold of you motherfuckers, you will hang in the public square, Rothschilds. Motherfucker, you hear that, King Charles? How you hear that, you motherfucking scumbags? 50,000 MT as the nation rebuilt. It's pig herd from African swine fever in the first half of the year. Chinese purchasing declined sharply in the second half as pork prices plummeted and herd expansion efforts halted. Vietnam, South Korea. Oh, remember those two places where your fucking 80,000 of our people died to stop the spread of this international communism we're living with right now? So we wouldn't have to fight it right here where we're going to have to fucking fight it. Huh? Remember that? You know those places, Vietnam and South Korea? Do you remember them? And Mexican, Korea and Mexico recorded strong double-digit increases as well. Southeast Asia remained the second largest U.S. market in volume terms, with the U.S. shipping nearly $1.4 billion worth of product to the region, an increase of 11% over the previous year. However, the region was the hardest hit by delays and cancellations caused by U.S. supply chain issues that resulted in fairly flat volume performance overall. Although Southeast Asia still accounted for 36% of NFDM SMP exports, running a close second to Mexico. So they can get the goddamn milk. They can get the milk to fucking Indonesia. They can get the milk to fucking Mexico, but they can't get the fucking milk to Chiloquin. I think the people of fucking Chiloquin have better go after the fucking milk and find out which fucking Mason motherfucking cocksucker is fucking up the supply chain trying to teach us a lesson. You would teach me a lesson, son of a bitch. You motherfuckers know me. You come teach me a lesson, you punk bitch. You're going down. You're a criminal. You've broken the law. You have fucking committed treason and sedition against the people and against the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme law of this fucking land. Ratified December 15, 1790 fucking one, and it is the authority of we the fucking people. It is our jurisdictional authority to hang your fucking asses by the fucking score. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can work your life away, never be a mess. Oh, hold your head up high, knock them off your chest. I don't remember what it is they've done to me.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1238 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Hogjaw Swamp. I mean, there's no goddamn, nothing good in this goddamn world anymore. You never wake up and expect to hear any fucking thing good. Everything's going to be fucking worse the next day. And you can fucking count on it. When it's that fucking bad, people, and you ain't doing nothing about it, you're the fucking problem. Because you have the goddamn authority to change it. And you have the goddamn weaponry to back it. White House readies, quote, energy decree as nationwide rail strike looms. Wonder who's running the railroad, people. Some cocksuckers up in Canada, that's who. Ain't even fucking American Rail is not even being run by fucking Americans. Anyway, this is from Zero Hedge. President Biden and senior administrative officials are working with others in the transportation industry. So that's an industry. Everything's a fucking industry. I mean, transportation industry, goddammit. Oh, including truckers, shippers, and air freight for contingency plans if a rail shutdown materializes at the end of the week. A White House official told Bloomberg, you know what? We can go out there and start them son of a bitches up and head them on down the goddamn road. We get to the goddamn fueling spot, we can fucking fuel them. Why, we don't need, we got to show these motherfuckers we don't need them. You fucking get in there and you're not going to fuck the guy who's working either. You're not going to tell him that you're either going to work for $5 or we're going to give a Mexican your job. That'll get your goddamn head blowed off. That'll get you hung by the neck until you are fucking dead, you piece of fucking shit. There ain't a one of you who are not in fucking criminal violation of the fucking superior law of this fucking land, and that is that Bill of Rights. And you fucking know it. And that's a fucking rope, because that is treason and that is sedition. Contingency plans if a rail shutdown materializes at the end of the week, a White House official told Bloomberg. The administration is trying to understand what supply chain could be disrupted the most. I bet you fucking are, man. Which one can we fuck the most? What can we fuck them out of the worst? And what, when we're letting these fuckers go another day, we're letting them live another fucking day? Why? Do we have to know? They are guilty as fucking sin of violation of the highest law of this fucking land. We can put them against the fucking wall for that. They've declared war on the people. We can put them against the wall for that. Well, let's see here. More than 100,000 railroad workers could walk off the job on Friday if freight rail companies and unions don't reach labor agreements. See, here you are with these fucking, you know, fuckers. We'll throw all of you fucking off in it. You will pay a fucking living wage, or your fucking shit won't get on, put on the train. You ain't gonna just be a bunch of fucking, well, I'm a Mason, so I get to make 2/3 more than everybody else. Even though I'm a fucking retard, it don't matter, I'm willing to sell my fucking people out and sell their fucking rights out. Cause that's what you're dealing with here. Sell out, motherfuckers. That's the only way they could possibly do something like this, like they did at Venezuela. Oh, and now, goddamn, I know it. COVID-19 does not exist, and you fucking know it. Everybody fucking knows it. In fact, the best they've done with their fucking vaccination that ain't a vaccination, with their fucking biological kill agents, what is it, 60,000 dead in America, 6 million across the fucking planet? They're just marching right on ahead, right over your ass. These simpleton little spineless, gutless motherfuckers are just walking all over our asses, boys. Like we ain't even fucking here. We need to let them know we're fucking here in a big fucking way. More than 100,000 railroad workers could walk off the job on Friday if freight and rail companies and unions, communist fucking unions, there should be, see, if all the money was coming to the fucking people, I mean, all of the money that is being handed over to fucking goddamn Ukraine, fucking Mexico, fucking, you name it, goddamn everyone across the goddamn world, all of the international corporate mafia heads, okay? If the goddamn produce of this fucking country, the gross domestic product, was going in the pockets of the American nationals, then we could choose what we buy. You can't run a fucking railroad, you're fucking fired. How can you fire me? Because I got the money in my pocket, son of a bitch, and you ain't getting it. Get gone. Kick rocks. I'm not likely as these motherfucking thieving ass Jew pricks to want you to work for a wage that won't even feed your fucking family. But that's what you're playing games here with. The union. Fuck the union. What the union takes in dues for a year would fucking take care of every... Give that money to the goddamn workers. instead of making them pay union dues. So some fat ass motherfucker for Jew can ride around in a fucking goddamn 747 with a fucking hot tub in the son of a bitch. That's what's going on in this world, people. And these motherfuckers are coming out more and more with it straight in your face every fucking day. And you are fucking allowing it. You are allowing it because you don't have to. You don't have to put up with this shit. We noted that 29% of all U.S. freight moves on the rails. Half the cargo is bulk commodities such as energy, food, chemicals, metals, and wood production. The other half is shipping containers of consumer goods. See what they're doing here, people? They're taking us down like they fucking took down Venezuela. Fuck that shit. Go out there and fucking just look up for there's one I'm doing it. Boom. If everybody walked out the fucking door and just started fucking ripping into these motherfuckers, what are they gonna fucking do but run? You're gonna send an F-16 after who? You're gonna do what? You ain't gonna do shit but fucking run and find your ass a spider hole at the goddamn Antarctica. And try to hide and hope we don't find you, but we will. Every one of you fuckers that have done this, that have made our lives a goddamn misery, you're gonna fucking pay for it. In spades. You think you're not gonna, I know. I know you're fucking sitting there thinking, well, just like the goofy ass people in this country thought that this could never happen to them. You would ask, I mean, goddamn, 10 years ago, oh God, I've been doing this for 30 fucking years. 20 years ago, you tell me, oh, God, how you put on your tin hat, dude. Now they're like, where can I get one of them tin hats, dude? Because I think they are fucking, the meters are fucking frying my fucking brain because it's dripping out my eyeballs. It's all been proved to be fucking fact. Now you people that listen, you weren't fucking calling us conspiracy theories and you weren't fucking calling us tin hat foil wearers because you believe that. It's because you know we were telling the truth. And if you didn't fucking stand up against it, that made you a fucking coward. Well, now you're a fucking coward, aren't you? You are a fucking coward. There can be no other fucking explanation, can there? Now, the people from Venezuela, I think they were more afraid of the people from Venezuela. The people from Venezuela, they have more moxie than these goddamn chicken shit fucking feather-bedded fucking Americans do. Because they made sure they disarmed them before they did this very same thing to them. They made sure they disarmed them because they would have killed them if they had guns. They don't even have to disarm you to fucking put you to the mat. That's how pathetic the fucking United States, the American nationals, the American fucking people. Oh, Americans tough. Well, we are, see what we did. Our greatest generation, your greatest generation preserved international communism for this day that you're living right now. That's what your greatest generation did. The greatest generation of fucking traitors who didn't fucking, they didn't, well, just like the people who haven't learned this shit. They didn't understand the world around them and they didn't take the time to understand it. Oh, you see the old clips of it when they're talking to them. Well, I did it because I was told to. How would that work for you in a fucking goddamn real court? A court of fucking law. A real court of law, like a goddamn common law court. And you said, well, yeah, I did. I shot little Susie. But George over here, he told me to, so I should be exonerated. I should have no blame for it. You fuckers, you carry the blame. You carry the blame for the fucking, what we're going through right now. You were too fucking lazy or too ignorant to figure out what, well, a lot of you weren't like that. We have to take that back to an extent. A lot of you weren't. And certainly by the time you came back, a lot more of you weren't. But this should have been stopped before I was ever fucking born. There should have been men that stood up and stopped this shit before any of it. Fuck, for the last, what, how many generations since 1871? That should have been stopped in 1871, people. Dead in its tracks. Everybody involved fucking hung in the public fucking square. The law reinstated and we'd be living in fucking paradise right now. But it wasn't. That's how powerful the international fucking Jew, the fucking Khazarian fucking empire, and the Masonic fucking lodge that serves them is. And until you destroy those three elements, you will know no peace on this goddamn earth. A work stoppage would cost the United States economy $2 billion per day in supply chain disruptions. And how in the hell did goddamn Venezuela fall so fast? Really? This is what these people do. They are doing this deliberately. When you see shit fucking up, it ain't just fucking up because, oh, they're just incompetent. They're just incompetent. That's what it is. No. They're far from incompetent. This is it. They're following their goddamn own fucking procedures that they've used in the past that have worked, and you are letting it happen because you're not being goddamn Americans. You're not being, all my life I grew up, God, I'm an American. Toughest motherfuckers on this planet. American. Bring it on, fucking goddamn Soviet Union. Bring it on, fucking goddamn fucking Vietnam and fucking Korea. Bring it on. We're American. Cowardly, gutless, sickening motherfuckers is what we are. We look back on history. I mean, fucking whatever's left of our fucking grandchildren, our grandchildren are fucked. Because we're fucking, we care more about ourselves. I never thought I'd see the day when a fucking grandparent wouldn't step in front of a grandchild and take a bullet. But I'm watching it happen right fucking now. You people do not have the fucking moxie to stand, to take a bullet for your grandchildren. You are the most disgusting fucking creatures to ever slither across this goddamn planet. You make this the fucking, I don't know who could even run a fucking close second to you. You are sickening. Canada? At least the Canadians didn't have the law to work with. They didn't have a fucking goddamn document saying you got the right to kill them if they try to take your fucking goddamn freedom and liberty away from you. Here's the procedures for prosecuting him for death. Hey, take the procedures away. Here's the second article. Kill him. Canadians didn't have that. We do. We're just fucking sitting there looking at it like a bunch of fucking dunces. Looking at it again and again. Well, yeah, he's right. You're sitting there. You saying, no, you're saying it. You know I'm right. Fuck you. If I'm wrong, call me up and tell me where I'm fucking wrong. Do it. Because you can't. No more you can get off your dead fucking ass more than, no more you can quit stop polishing that fucking gun and go use the son of a bitch.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what an American will fight you for. Mention anything about a ring in their ears or nose or long hair. They'll fight you over that.
Oh, hell yes. Now you're talking, man. I don't know, Hubert. I don't know what the hell you do about something like this. I was raised in I thought I was raised in just the regular fucking world that all Americans were being raised in. But obviously I was not. Because, I mean, this shit here would fuck up. My dad would have been dead a long time ago. They would have just, he just would not put up with this shit. He'd shot him. He wouldn't give a shit who it was. The first one that fucked with him would have got the bullet. And then whoever came after him, we got some more fucking bullets. That's just how it would have been. And that's the way, all the people that around here, that's how they were. Anymore though, I see like old fucking people, the older fucking people. Yeah, I called the sheriff. Call the sheriff. You called the sheriff. You called the sheriff. You fucking, you're nobody, son. You can't take care of yourself there, buddy. You needed a fucking cop to come take care of you. You were a bad motherfucker in your day. I remember you. You didn't need no goddamn sheriff in your day. People fucking called sheriffs to try to protect them from you. But you're talking about, I had to call the sheriff. Is that your power? Huh? Is that when your heart gets black, is that what fucking comes into your mind? 911? Call the sheriff. I'll call the sheriff and get some administrative admiralty fucking jurisdictional law out here, and I'll teach you that you'll do what I say whether I'm right or wrong, and you don't have no procedural due process of the law to find out which. Because, I mean, it's like the goddamn people, they got through a few big fucking scraps and they fucking embraced those they called enemy all their fucking life. It's sickening. It's sickening to watch. It's sickening to have to sit here and live through this shit. I have stepped up and took my turn. And every time I have, I found myself a fucking loan. Because the son of a bitches that were supposed to...
All the cowards left you, huh?
Pardon?
All the cowards left you holding the bag.
You're goddamn right. And when they said that, when they people step in, you're like, I'm behind you. Believe them. Because that's exactly where they are. Behind you. When you turn around, you will see them. Assholes and elbows, fucking booking ass. And then you can turn around and fight fucking, six or seven times your fucking number by your fucking self because you won't run. It's because we've become a nation of runners. God, cowardly. God, man, it's disgusting. When I think of, what do you think about when you grew up, man? How you thought of your fucking nation? How you thought of your people? My people are fucking tough. Great, we kicked the fucking shit out of the fucking Germans and we kicked the shit out of the fucking Japanese and we've, you know, all this fucking shit. We're so fucking tough. No, you're not. This is a nation of fucking pussies, man. No two ways. No fucking guy. My, you'd go back just even one generation, two generations from me. They would have took this, they would have came out the door fucking shooting. I ain't kidding you. And you older fellas, you know I'm telling the truth. They would have came out, my grandfather, he would have came out the door, you're on my land, he'd have blowed your ass up is what he'd have done. He'd have took plastic and fucking dynamite, and he'd said, come on down, son of a bitch, and when you came down, he'd have blowed your ass up. And then with a pistol and shot the ones alive in the fucking head, he'd have done it. Because he'd rather be dead than have somebody walk on his ass. And he wasn't a great big old huge man either. But he fucking, by God, he had balls. And he had fucking big monster fucking balls. Decent man, talked to you decently, fucking everybody loved him. But you didn't fuck with him. That's what we've lost here, people. We've lost our fucking, that multiculturalism. Oh, and you gotta be nice to everybody. Oh, you gotta eat shit from, you gotta eat shit as it's spooned out to you. Or else you're not being, we can't be violent. They have to be, they're being violent with us. Well, it'll make them look bad as they beat us. Cause we're like Gandhi. You know, Gandhi would have gave his fucking left nut for fucking guns. He just couldn't get any. And they tried to throw him out here as this fucking, poster boy for fucking peaceful fucking resolution of your problems. I tell you, he said it himself. If he could have guns, he would have them. And all of them he could fucking get. And how did he die? Oh, that's right. A fucking bullet through his head. You know, I'm so sick of everybody trying to find an excuse to be a coward. It's gotten old. Just go ahead and admit that you're a goddamn coward. And then you can cower and nobody will be upset about it because you're disgusting anyway. Just go away. Don't come around me. Don't be around me. I don't want no cowards around me. You fucking people just, are the ones that are trying to make money off this shit. They're another bunch of fucking goddamn, industrialist people. Oh, I can make some money off this. I mean, you trade gold stuff like this, man. Well, they're getting ready to take another right away, boy. That's going to drive the price of fucking gold. It's going to go up. People are going to be trying to get more gold because they're getting ready to take the money and make it digital, and they're going to steal billions. So there's a big chance for us to make a bunch of money here. We're not going to stop the fucking trees, and we're not going to fucking enforce the Bill of Rights. We're going to make a bunch of money. You are the most sickening of all. Anyways, I've had enough of this shit, guys. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I'm gonna just start calling me. You know, you're a fucking cunt. You're a pussy. Anybody wants to say something about it, I guess I'll fucking hook it out with them at 61 fucking years old and knock them out. It ain't nothing. There's nothing to be afraid of. That's for a goddamn fact. They proved that. They can be muscled around by goddamn spineless communists without even fucking raising a barrel. Disgusting punks. Have a nice day, you pricks. That is the word from the trenches.
Have a good one, anyway.
You do the same, brother.